Thank you. Okay, let's finish up with the dinim of tying and untying. The pair we learned that a double knot that's going to be there longer than Shabbos is for sure forbidden. A double knot that is going to be taken out that Shabbos is a machlekes if it's good. Because of that, the halacha says like this. What happens if you need to tie a double knot? Let's say your kid's shoes need to have a double knot. Otherwise, they're going to lose the shoe and whatever it is. So according to many poskim, what you're allowed to do is you're allowed to make a double knot, but you have to have in mind that you're planning to take it apart that day. So then it's a double knot that you're separating that day, so then it's not considered a real double knot. Some poskim hold that if it's for a mitzvah, you're allowed to tie, and some poskim say even that. Okay, so again, in the Melacha of Matir, at the end, he brings down a whole bunch of very practical cases. Basically, what you're not allowed to tie, you're not allowed to untie. What you're not allowed to untie, you're not allowed to tie. Right? If it's a permanent knot, you're not allowed to untie it on Shabbos. Now, what happens if somebody, I'll give you an example. Sometimes on the end of the tzitzis, it starts unraveling. So what people want to do is they want to make a little knot at the end, a single little knot, that it shouldn't unravel. So that for sure you can't make on Shabbos, because it's in one string, we learned, and you're making a tight knot, and you want it there permanently. So that for sure you couldn't do. But we also said you can't tighten the knots of your tzitzis. You know, the double knot at the end of the knots, even before you go to the loose strings. So if that's loose, you're not allowed to tighten it, because again, you're tightening a double knot. You intended not to take it out that day. But what you could do, we learned, is you can just pull it down almost to the knot. Does it go here?
It belongs to Salvador.
Okay. Whatchamacallit? Okay, so therefore you can just pull it down, but you can't actually tighten it. Now, tying shoes with a double knot is not allowed, but we said if you, in case that you have to, like it's not going to hold or whatever, and you're allowed to tie a double knot, providing that you're going to take it out that day. Untying shoelaces, we just got through saying. Okay, but again, if you tie your shoes, like we spoke about the lazy people that don't bother tying their shoes, they tie a double knot once and they put the feet in, take the feet out, and the shoe is always knotted. If that knot opens up on Shabbos, you can't tie a double knot. So what you could do is tie a regular knot in a bow, and you know undo it within 24 hours, and then after Shabbos, you make it into a permanent knot. Now, what happens if somebody wants to open packages on Shabbos? They come. Now, there's a very big issue, b'chlal, with parcels that are delivered on Shabbos. There's a number of issues with it. Number one, you have to know if it's muktzeh inside the package that you're getting. If it's electronics, it's things that are muktzeh that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, so then the package is muktzeh. Secondly, you have to worry about, can I carry it in? Because if it's outside on the porch where I'm not allowed to carry, again, no eidiv, in a situation where there's no eidiv, so then it would be a problem. Now, the muktzeh solution could be solved by kicking it in. Because muktzeh, you're allowed to kick. In fact, somebody called me today, they're expecting an expensive delivery that might come from Amazon on Shabbos. It's going to come on his porch. He's allowed to carry on the porch, but it's expensive what he's getting, and he's afraid it's going to get stolen. So then, I told him, you can't pick up the parcel and bring it in, but because it's muktzeh. So then, he can kick it in. But there's another issue involved also that is really not it's a question of practicality, and it might not be a big shaila. There's a din, something that comes from outside the tchum, outside the limitations of the city, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. If somebody brought you a letter, a guy brought you a letter from outside the tchum, and they bring it into your house on Shabbos, you're not allowed to read it. Why? Even, by the way, shofar, lulav, all these things, there's a big question when you're allowed to use a shofar, if somebody brought a shofar outside the tchum. So the question is, when they get an Amazon or FedEx or overnight, whatever it is, where was it when Shabbos began? Was it still in a different city? Or was it in my city already? It was just in the central location, and then I'm getting it Shabbos day. So what the people say is, the fact is, if you get it that day, it probably came in before Shabbos to the central location. Then you have another issue. Because is it really outside the Tchum Shabbos? Because as a din, there's no Tchumim higher than 10 Tfachim. That means if a plane is flying, let's say you're getting a package from Vegas, right? So if a package is coming from Vegas, the airport is still within the realm of the city, within the Tchum of the city, and then the plane takes off, and it's over, way over 10 Tfachim, it's way over 30 inches, 40 inches, and then it lands in LAX. So again, that's within the Tchum of the city, because LAX is within the Tchum of the city. So then it's really not an issue that it's coming Chutz L'Tchum, because where it came from, it went, to begin with, over 10 Tfachim off the ground. There's no Tchum L'Maylam Yasara. So there's a lot of issues. The people are makel with that. But the only question is, if there's a knot on the package, then you can't undo the knot on Shabbos. It's if it's tied. Okay. Years ago, when you got you sent a box, you tied it, right? Today everything's tape and glue and whatever. But when you tie a box, or I'll give you another example. Years ago, when you bought a box of cookies in the bakery, they didn't tape it like they do now with a little scotch tape. Remember, you used to have that long spool of string, the thin string, and they would tie it, and then they would make 10 knots at the end of it. Okay, so now you can't undo those knots, because when they made the knots, they were permanent knots. But what you can do is, like you said, you can cut it. You can cut it not by next to the knots. You just cut it and you're destroying the string and that's it. But again, if you get a package and the issue is there's knots on the package, whatever way it is, some rope or string, then you have a shaila about undoing it on Shabbos, because again, it was a permanent knot and you're not going to be able to do it on Shabbos. No, I'm saying if you're able to carry on the porch. Let's say your porch is surrounded with walls, yeah? And they drop it on the porch, right? So it's already in carrying area. The only shaila is it muktzah? You couldn't take it in from this. No, if they left it on the sidewalk. In other words, you can't pick up the newspaper that the newspaper boy missed. Instead of putting it on, throwing it onto your porch, they missed it, and they put it on your front lawn. Yeah, you wouldn't be allowed to carry it in unless if you had a fence around your front lawn. Because then it's a shot of carrying. Then kicking is not going to help. Kicking will only help if it's muksa, so then you could, kick it in. The same thing, girls wear hair ribbons, right? If you wear a hair ribbon, you have to be careful. They don't wear them so much nowadays. Now they wear the headbands. But years ago, girls used to wear hair ribbons in the hair. So then you have to be careful. You can't tie a double knot and you can't untie a double knot. So you have to be careful. Okay, ties we spoke about. It's interesting. They're going to a whole Megillah over here about the two types of knots. We were discussing yesterday that you have a knot that if you pull it out, okay, and you'll loosen one string, the other string still has a knot in it. That's a bigger shaila than if you take apart a tie and the whole thing comes apart. But again, that's even that most people hold you allowed to do it, it's not a problem. Okay, bandages that have to be tied on Shabbos. B'chol, they're not, there are no bandages that you tie on Shabbos. No, nowadays they don't do that. Okay, now what happens if you want to tie a garbage bag? Now, there's different ways of doing it. Let's say you have a garbage bag, you take it out of the garbage. So nowadays they have all string, you know, the tie, not the tie, well, the thing you pull and it's actually, what?
Drawstring.
Drawstring, yeah, very good. Drawstring. So that you can make into a double knot because then it's permanent. You can make it into just make one knot because one knot is nothing. It comes apart very easily. But what happens if you don't have that? So you're allowed to take the two sides of the bag, and tie them, because then it's not one piece. If you just take the bag and you take the thing as one piece and you tie it into a knot, that's one string being tied with a single knot that you're not allowed to do. But if you pick up the bag and you make two sides to the bag, right, two, pick it up and just dump the garbage in the middle, then you'd be allowed to tie it a single knot because now you're talking about two pieces of plastic that you're tying together in one knot is not a problem. But you could make a double knot in garbage. What? You're only allowed to throw down the chute if there's an Erev in the building that you're allowed to carry in the building. Yeah, then why not?
If that belongs to the building or not, right?
It belongs... No, I'm saying if you made with the box of matzah, the Erev that everybody... Now
I'm
you can.
Saying the garbage can that's underneath the chute.
Right.
Doesn't matter if it belongs to the building or the city or whatever.
It's in the building. Right, it's in the building or in the closed backyard. So then it's not carrying, you're carrying in the Rosh Hashanah.
So if you don't have that arrangement, then you're carrying,
Then you can't throw down the chute because then you're carrying in the building. In other words, it's like, biblically, an apartment building is a Rosh Hashanah. It's a private domain. There's walls all around it, right? But Chazal say a Yishuv Sayachid that public has access to it. Public means more than one person. Okay? Chacham said you're not allowed to carry in the building. Even though biblically it's a Yishuv Sayachid, private domain. That if you carry from the street into the building, you'd be chayiv for carrying. Right? But nevertheless, you're not allowed to carry inside the building. Unless if you do what's called Erev Chatzeres. Erev Chatzeres literally means you gather bread from all the Jews in the building, okay, and you keep it in one person's house.
All the Jews?
All the Jews in the building. Now, one second. That's the halacha, the way you're supposed to take every person. Let's say you have 10 apartments. So let's say they're all Jews, yeah? 10 apartments in the apartment building. You go, and to each Jew gives X amount of challah or matzah, and you keep it in one person's house, and the fact that it's in one person's house combines all the things together.
What if it's a condo?
Maybe. One second. No difference a condo in it. But if there's goyim in the building also, then you have to first rent the area from the goy. But Leperl, even to make Erev Chatzeres, you can do it with a box of matzah that somebody does for everybody in the building. Somebody else, like if I want to do it, you pick it up, for everybody in the building, and then I take it, I make the bracha, and as long as the matzah is existing, you're allowed to carry in the building.
The others don't need to know about it.
They don't even have to. There's a rule, Zachem Lagin Shleib Bafan, if you can do something good for somebody without him even. Your wife could do it with the Eved, your kids could do it with.
Your wife,
your kids,
though, you take it back?
Yeah. It says, okay.